From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump says Americans have grown weary without victory in Afghanistan. But he adds a hasty exit of U.S. troops there would create a vacuum quickly filled by terrorists. The president made his comments in an address to the nation Monday night, unveiling his new strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia. Mr. Trump said the U.S. must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made, especially the sacrifices of lives. Mr. Trump said the security threats in Afghanistan and the broader South Asia region are immense. The president said the new strategy will include a regional approach for South Asia, in which the U.S. will seek improved relations with India. He said the U.S. will take a tougher stance against Pakistan, which he accused of acting as a safe haven for, quote, agents of chaos, violence, and terror. The president did not give a timeline for U.S. troop involvement in Afghanistan, saying the new strategy would shift from a time-based approach to one based on conditions on the ground. He also did not specify an increase in U.S. troop levels in the country. At 16 years, Afghanistan is the longest U.S. war. A rocket landed in the heart of the government and diplomatic area in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul just hours before Mr. Trump made his remarks on the new strategy. Police said the rocket landed late Monday on a secure road just outside the presidential palace near an area housing Afghan government offices, foreign embassies, and the headquarters of the International Military Coalition. This is VOA. Police in Spain have shot dead a man that they believe was the driver of Thursday's deadly van attack in Barcelona. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yunus Abu Yaqub after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt. They later discovered that was fake. Catalan Interior Minister Joaquín Forn told Catalunya Radio that everything indicates Yunus Abu Yaqub was behind the wheel of the van during Thursday's Barcelona attack. That attack killed 15 people. The U.S. Navy is promising to take a much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are missing and 5 others injured, with the USS John McCain sustaining significant damage as a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the USS McCain's port side. A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said the damage was significant and that some sleeping areas and communications rooms were flooded as a result. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says the pause is necessary. The United States will stop issuing all non-immigrant visas from Russia from Wednesday to September 1st, according to the U.S. Embassy there. The embassy says the move is due to Russian government-imposed caps on its staffing levels, according to the U.S. Embassy. Visa issuing resumes September 1, but only in Moscow. Consulates in St. Petersburg, Vladivostok, and Yekaterinburg will all stay frozen for as long as staffing levels are reduced. The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. However, the drills always draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for invasion. And millions of people across the United States watched a rare total solar eclipse, which darkened the skies from the Pacific to the Atlantic for the first time in 99 years. The eclipse began Monday morning in the western state of Oregon, causing the temperature there to drop significantly as the moon passed in front of the sun. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.